from the guilty pleasures.
Kylie Jenner to the foyer. I have a little surprise for you.
To the thrill of the rose.
This is the tough part. Unfortunately, there's going to have to be people that go home tonight.
And the jaw-dropping scandals.
You know, I wasted everyone's money. I wasted everyone's everything, and I feel bad.
I cheated on
two in one weekend.
Welcome to Watch With Us.
Watch With Us.
An inside look into your favorite TV shows, which delivers the latest TV news that you want to know about. Here's your host,
ladies and gentlemen,
Us Weekly's Emily Longaretta.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. I am your host, Emily Longaretta. I hope everyone is staying safe during this strange time. If you need a distraction, as a reminder, you can listen on Spotify to new episodes of the Watch With Us podcast every Thursday. We have exclusive interviews and TV news. This week, I don't want to waste any more time because I really want to dive into this interview with Casey Campbell and Morgan Lohler from Temptation Island. Season 3 of Temptation Island is coming soon. It is officially renewed for another season, so I'm very excited about that. As you guys know, we did a ton of coverage. If you love this interview, you can also go back and listen. We spoke to Casey after the first season wrapped that she was on, so it's very interesting to kind of compare then and now. So without further ado, I will dive into Casey and Morgan's interview. All right, guys, welcome back to the Watch With Us podcast. We are kicking off with a new interview this week with Casey Campbell and Morgan Lohler. You may remember them from Temptation Island. I want to kick off with just saying welcome, you guys, to the podcast and kind of have you explain what you're doing here, what you guys want to talk about, because it seems that the last time we saw Morgan, the last time we saw you was at the last Temptation Island reunion. You came out with Evan. That was filmed in November 2019, so 5 months ago. Let's start there, kind of what has happened since then.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, definitely November was a different time for me. I was, you know, super happy, excited to be at this reunion, about to get engaged or about to get married. And now, you know, the world is flipped upside down, and that's not the case for me anymore. So yeah, and now I'm friends with Casey. So there's that.
Yeah, I love that. How did you guys become friends? Like, how did this happen? When did you guys start talking?
So it was about, I think that it was the day before New Year's that I ended up messaging Casey, freaking out because I was realizing, you know, so many lies and realizing that I was, you know, getting played the same way that Casey got played. And I didn't even realize that she was getting played until it happened to me. So,
yeah, I was like actually at like an eyelash appointment and one of our mutual friends, Erica. So like I'm notorious for keeping my phone on do not disturb. Like everyone knows this about me. So I'm getting my eyelashes done and I freaking like get done like 2 hours later. Look at my phone and I have, I don't even know how many texts or calls from Erica. So at first I thought like, honestly, something insane happened, which something insane did happen. But then I checked. Yeah. She was like, basically, hey, Morgan found out everything about Evan and she wants your number and I don't want to give it to her unless you say it's okay. And I was like, it was almost an immediate just, you know what? I feel for this girl because unless you've kind of been through what me and Morgan have dealt with this person, you don't really understand it and like the gravity of it. So it was a no-brainer. Gave her my number and we just texted for literally, I don't know, Morgan, how many days did we text?
The days like went together for me, but like I remember it was like New Year's Eve and I was like alone crying and just talking.
I was texting you on New Year's Eve. Yeah, it was crazy. And just the amount of shit that this dude has said about both of us. I mean, it's just, it's unreal the amount of lies once we like let the floodgates open. I mean, nothing this guy says is true. It's just, it's really crazy.
This week's show is brought to you by BetterHelp. In these challenging times, if you're feeling down or anxious, or there's just something interfering with your happiness or your ability to get things done, then it is time to get a little help so you can be your best self and reach all of your goals. BetterHelp is a great way to connect with the right counselor in a secure and private online environment. You can talk to someone when and how you want to on your own time at your own pace. You choose whether you talk through text, chat, phone, or video, and of course, everything you share is confidential. So whether it's anxiety, family conflicts, stress, or relationships, BetterHelp is there to help you. BetterHelp is available on desktop, mobile web, Android, and iOS apps. All you need to do to get started is fill out a simple questionnaire to help them assess your needs and match you up with the right counselor. And by the way, you can always request a new one if you're not completely satisfied. It's so convenient and financial aid available if you qualify. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Watch With Us listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code WATCHWITHUS. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/watchwithus. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/watchwithus. So Morgan, just to rewind a little bit here, were you guys still together in November when everyone saw you on the reunion? So what happened between those 2 months between November and December that made you like kind of change your tune?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's so crazy to think back on, because in November, like, you can see it like in our interviews or whatever, I'm like giddy, excited for life and our future and all this kind of stuff. But basically he didn't work the entire time that he lived with me for like, it was like almost a year and a half. Like, I supported him financially, and his excuse for, you know, like abruptly leaving 2 days before we were supposed to move to LA was that he needed to go, like, quote unquote, work to be able to pay me back. And he wanted to feel like a man and, you know, just kind of blaming me for like him not doing anything with his life. And so it just didn't really make any sense to me, because I was like, well, we're moving in 2 days. Why would you need to go to LA before me? You know? And he's like, just because you make me feel bad about myself and how I'm not doing anything. And so, you know, and then I'm starting to, you know, feel guilty for it and all that kind of stuff. But then I think back on Temptation Island and how Casey and him ended. And I was like, oh my God, he's saying the exact same things to me that he was saying to her. And so it just clicked me, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to, you know, say something to her.
So this is the thing when it comes to Evan, and I even said it on the show, like, I think there's a part where I'm like walking away from a bonfire, and I even said to Nicole, I was like, this girl has no idea what she's getting herself into, because I genuinely meant it. Like, Evan is very much a man of patterns. Like, whenever he, like, what he wants is a comfortable situation. He wants his bills paid. He wants food taken care of. He wants to party, and he doesn't want to work, and he wants someone else to provide that for him. As soon as that situation, that new situation he has found, gets a little uncomfortable and you start putting pressure on him, like, you need to get a job, you need to, like, get your own health insurance, like, be an adult, he bails.
You buy your own underwear.
He bails, like, immediately. So that's what happened, is Morgan was seeing the same signs that I was experiencing before Temptation Island, and she started putting on pressure like any normal woman would to the man she wants to, like, have a family and be her husband, and he bounced.
Yep.
So did you guys have a conversation, Morgan, that you guys, like, okay, we're ending our, like, did you end the engagement? Like, how did that happen?
Okay. I don't want to, like, say too terribly much, because I would literally have you guys here for days, because there's just so many crazy things. But basically I woke up one morning to him leaving, and, you know, we literally that night before, he was helping me pack my bags to put in the car to leave. And then all of a sudden he, like, started a fight and walked out, you know, and I'm thinking that he's just, like, you know, being dramatic as usual. And then he was actually gone. Like, he left, and it was just over, like, it was over nothing. And so it was planned, and I had no earthly idea about it. So yeah, it just goes to show that, like, he's very calculated. And I did want to say, like, I was so, like, honestly, like, shocked at how gracious Casey was about it, because, you know, a lot of girls would be like, you know, in our messed up situation, like, you know, screw you, like, don't come talking to me about this. But she, you know, was like, I completely knew this was about to happen. I just didn't know when. Like, I know his patterns, and this was going to happen eventually, and you were going to see it. I just didn't know when. And so she was like, yeah, like, I don't know, so impactful for me, because I was, you know, going crazy at the time.
Of course. Have either of you spoken to him since all of this went down?
Oh yeah, I have. You know, I mean, it's a long story too. I mean, even after he left, as you guys know, I'm in LA. I still, you know, I only planned on getting engaged once in my life, and I was still going to do, you know, basically anything that I could to make it work. as long as he was willing to like help himself and make changes. And obviously that hasn't happened. So I'm here.
So are you, you consider yourself single at this point? Yes.
Oh yeah. I'm 100% single.
And then Casey, what about you? Have you guys spoken or are you dating? What's your status?
Have I spoken to who?
Well, have you spoken to Evan first? And then are you single? Are you dating?
Yeah, me and Evan, we do not speak. He's blocked on every form of communication. I haven't actually spoken to him. I think, oh my God, I don't even know. Oh, New Year's Eve, I think 2018. So yeah, we don't speak. My friends have seen him in LA, and so that's a little weird. And then as for dating, I've talked to a few guys here and there, but I don't know. After everything that I've been through with dating, I'm not really here to just like, I don't know, casually just like hook up and just, I don't know. I just like kind of feel with it when it's right. And if I have a real connection with someone, and until I feel that, I don't really want to just casually date. I want to hold out for the real deal. I'm not ready for any more bullshit after my 10 years of nonsense.
Of course not. Good for you. Would either of you consider like going back on reality TV and doing more of that kind of stuff?
I definitely would. I would love to do reality TV. I'm not trying to like necessarily, I mean, I'm not going to do like Temptation Island again. Like, you know, PTSD there, but.
Yeah, I would say for sure. I mean, it would have to be the right experience and I would have to get the right vibe from it. I don't know if I would necessarily do something like Temptation Island again, but I don't know. I think Morgan and I have both dated and gone through very strange breakups in front of a lot of people. And I think we're both definitely cut out to date on reality TV.
Yeah, I don't think I would do any dating. I don't think I would do a dating show at all because I mean, I just, yeah, I don't think right. that I would be able to do that.
After
my experience. Yeah. The most bizarre, crazy experience ever.
Have you, the two of you guys have not met in person, right? You guys have just been like texting and chatting.
We literally have not met. I think that we live like a mile from each other.
Yeah, we look very close to each other now, but we have not met in person, which is crazy because I feel like I know her because we've talked so much. But
yeah,
she has good vibes. I think it's going to be like whenever I do meet you in person, I think it's going to be totally normal.
No, yeah, 100%. Just like, I mean, this is our first time actually talking on the phone.
I know, and it feels not weird.
Yeah, so normal.
I feel very lucky to be part of your first conversation on the phone.
Everyone. I actually didn't even really realize that, but yeah, this is our first little phone chat.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's crazy. This episode is brought to you by Hask. Did you know that Hask hair products are used on more Hollywood film and TV sets than any other hair care brand? Well, no wonder, as Hask offers good-for-you formulas that won't break the bank, including shampoos, conditioners, deep conditioners, shine oils, and dry shampoos that are designed to treat and repair all hair types and are made from clean ingredients sourced from around the globe. Hask is all about second-day hair, and with its new collection of Hask dry shampoos, you're covered no matter what your hair type is. Hask offers 4 lightweight dry shampoos, biotin, coconut, charcoal, and chia, all of which provide long-lasting absorption to leave your hair fresh and clean, even if you skip a wash or you just need a quick pick-me-up. Each Hask dry shampoo is formulated with rice starch, which hydrates, nourishes, and softens hair, treating it while extending the life of your blowout or reviving your post-gym do. I've tried every brand of dry shampoo, and this one is hands down my favorite. It's light, oil-absorbing, without leaving that residue that most dry shampoos leave, and the smell is so fresh and clean that it stays with you all day. All Hask products are color-safe, free of sulfates, parabens, phthalates, artificial colors, and gluten, while formulated to meet the needs of your specific hair type. They're also cruelty-free, and because of their ingredient-inspired fragrances, they smell incredible. The Hask Dry Shampoo Collection and other Hask products are available on Amazon.com as well as online and in-store at Ulta, Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and CVS. And we're excited to announce that Hask is now hosting weekly giveaways for our listeners where you can win a $100 prize pack that includes shampoos, conditioners, leave-in sprays, dry shampoos, and more. For your chance to win, enter the giveaway at haskbeauty.com/watch. That's haskbeauty.com/watch. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Well, I want to ask both of you kind of, a lot of people go, there's a lot of dating shows now. There's a new one coming out soon. There's a lot of stuff that's kind of come out since Temptation Island. We know Temptation Island is coming back for a third season. What is something you tell people that are going into these kind of shows? Like, what advice do you guys give? Because you both have been through a lot on TV.
Oh, this is interesting. Morgan, you can go first.
Okay. Yeah. Honestly, like, I don't regret anything that I did on Temptation Island. I went in there extremely genuine and I wasn't expecting anything. And it ended up being like, I will say, like, it was the time of my life. And so for anyone that wants to do it, I say just go in balls to the wall and have a good time. Hopefully your situation doesn't end up like mine. I don't think it will, because, you know, this is like, you know, one in a billion that it's going to happen like this. But yeah, I definitely think that, you know, dating shows are, they're fun. So, I mean, I had the best time. I would never take that back.
Totally.
From my point of view, same thing. I went into it very genuine, very just like totally myself. One thing that I do regret is, because I'm like the person that I am today and who I was when I filmed that show, anyone that knew me before filmed with me, they all vouch. Like, I'm literally a different human. So my biggest regret is not listening to my gut, because there were men on that island that I had genuine connections with that now looking back, I really wish like I pursued in like a respectful manner. Like, I didn't necessarily have to like go all in and like cheat on Evan on TV, but I could have like taken certain men on dates the whole time. I could have opened up and been more vulnerable and like probably been in a different situation today. So I would just say, listen to your gut. Still stay true to yourself, but definitely listen to what your heart and your gut's telling you, because that's the correct way to go.
Absolutely. It sounds like your dog agrees with you.
I know. Nova, she doesn't like when all my attention's not on her. She's like tripping right now.
I love it so much. All right. Well, I won't keep you guys much longer. I just wanted to ask kind of, is it weird for you thinking about like the two of you, what you have gone through now that you consider each other friends? Like, did you ever think that this would come of it?
From my end, so ever since like Evan and Morgan got together, I think people at the time, like, they watched the show and how like I got like dumped on national television and whatnot. They all thought when I was saying in interviews that I really wanted Morgan and Evan to truly like be happy together and like have a healthy, amazing marriage, happily ever after. They thought I was just saying that as an answer, but I really was hoping it was real. I'm not gonna lie though, I always knew that this was going to happen. I just knew it was a matter of time, and I hoped and I prayed that it would happen before they got married and had kids. So I'm definitely not surprised by anything. I'm stoked because I really like Morgan. I think she's a great girl. And I think that we've both been through a lot that a lot of people just really can't comprehend. And I think we're both better for it. And I think we both have bright futures ahead of us for sure.
Morgan, did you want to add anything to that?
I mean, I agree 1,000%. I mean, yeah. I mean, she said it perfectly.
Yeah, for sure. How far were you guys really into wedding planning? Like, had you set a date and everything already?
Okay, that's another thing. I mean, it's such a long thing. No, we hadn't set a date, but we were like, there was something like with the network that maybe they were going to be like filming it or something like that. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't even know if that was true looking back on it, because he lies so much. But
you don't know what's real or what's not with him. Like, it's like,
I honestly, both of us, I think that we both consider ourselves a really good judge of character, but he is good at what he does. He will literally make you believe that the sky is blue, like, and make you feel bad for saying, or that the sky isn't blue. And then you'll
feel crazy
for asking.
No, that's the biggest thing I think about once I've talked to you, Morgan, and I really got to know you, like, her and myself, we're very special women. We're both very confident in ourselves. We're both funny. We're both very intelligent. Like, the fact that he was able to do this to both of us, just, it's really a testament to how good he is at what he does. Like, he's so calculated. He's so manipulative. And it just, he gets in your head and he makes you think you're the crazy one and you're the one that's the problem, when in reality, that's just not the case.
I would literally be like, what do you do? Like, at night, do you just like sit up and think of these like crazy lies and then like, you know, try to make me believe them, or, you know, whoever your next obstacle is that like what you like the joy out of your life is, trying to, you know, get people that are like good judges of character to believe everything, yeah. every single thing that you say. Like, it's crazy.
Yikes. Yeah. And Morgan, you had said like you guys have obviously spoken since, I would assume, obviously, like living together and moving out and doing all that, you have to talk. Yeah. But is there a friendship-ish there now? Like, is there any type of relationship there?
Oh, no. There's no friendship there. No, there's no friendship. After we moved to, or after, you know, I moved to LA a month late, he also cheated on me. So that was the end of that relationship. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not friends.
Yeah. When you break up with Evan, there's no friendship after that. Cause you like, you see who he really is. Like, it's such a crazy thing. And I know Morgan will agree. The person that you like dated before he churns on you, like, is a completely different human. Like, I literally could be in the same room as Evan right now. Someone who's been in my life for like 10 years, Christmases, birthdays, vacations. We've moved together. I don't even know who this human is.
Yeah.
Like, I literally don't know who he is. It's the craziest thing. Like, I can't even fully explain it, but he just.
It's like, I don't even know who he is. And then, I mean, and then after, you know, cheating on me, it was the day that I moved to LA actually. And he blamed me for that, for making his self-esteem low, for telling him to get a job. So there's that.
He did that to me too, Morgan. I was always like, I was bringing him down, making him insecure, yep. condescending, all of it.
All of that. And it's like, how is that condescending when I'm just telling you that you need to work and I can't be your owner anymore?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you guys telling this story and kind of explaining, because I feel like a lot of women are in situations like this, and I'm sure a lot of men are too. I'm not going to, you know, just go one sided. Yeah. That it's nice to hear that, like, you guys kind of can move past this and move past it together.
Yeah. 100%. Like, yeah. The bigger
picture. We laugh daily about, you know, Evan's lies, like literally. Like, I remember this one time he said this, like this time, and it's like, yes, he told me that too. Like,
we literally were so excited because we're like, oh my God, we both heard the same story. And it's like the exact
Like, we both believed like this stupid thing that's like so bizarre. Like,
story.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I guess when someone is good at it, they're good at what they do. So that's the lesson you come out of that. Casey, Morgan, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Make sure you guys stay safe, stay indoors. Hopefully you get to meet each other when all of this craziness in the world is done with.
Yeah, sure.
Good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's interview. As always, I want to wrap up the podcast with a few shout outs, starting with Woman of the Week. It goes to Mandy Moore, and it's not the Mandy Moore that you're thinking of, while she is incredible also. Mandy Moore, the choreographer, you may know her from La La Land. She did all the music choreography for that movie. She's also the choreographer on Zoe's Extraordinary playlist on NBC, and she just created quite the number to the song Fight Song, but it was done with all deaf talent and it was done in sign language. It was absolutely beautiful. So even if you don't watch the show, I suggest Googling the video of it because it is really, really great. Next up, we have What to Watch. Outer Banks, a new show, hits Netflix on Wednesday next week. It is a little bit Dawson's Creek-esque, so you know that I love it, but it also has kind of an Ozark tone to it. Check it out. It has a lot of new actors that are really, really impressive. So definitely would recommend that. Lastly, we have my woman to watch this week. It's actually women. There is multiple because Mrs. America premieres on Hulu next Wednesday. Cate Blanchett, Elizabeth Banks, Sarah Paulson, Rose Byrne. The list goes on and on. This cast is incredible. I would definitely check this out. It's part of FX on Hulu's initiative, and it's really, really interesting, really great. Definitely in this time, I think there's a little bit of question about what to watch. There's so much TV, but if you have to check out a couple, I'm happy to keep making suggestions. So guys, reach out to me on social media at Emily Longaretta. Reach out to Us Weekly at Us Weekly on all platforms. I really want to hear what you're watching, what you want to hear more about. That's what I'm here for. As always, remember to listen on Spotify, rate us on iTunes. If you like us, leave a comment. Let me know what you think. I am excited to hear from you. Stay safe, everyone.